Hello, Audio Boo and friends and world. Jacqueline B here on February the 22nd, the 22nd day of February. And this is my boo for today, obviously. And I'm just so excited because it's such a glorious day. The car tells me that it's 13 degrees and it's gorgeously gorgeous. The little ponies are in the field munching away and looking a bit happier. Mind you, I have to say that we noticed some sheep outside of the hotel when we were in Snowdon, and they were there in the little garden and it was hailing on them, and the sheep just looked completely nonplussed by it all. Oh well, this is our life. It hails on us all the time, and carried on munching their little ways. So I'm off topic, and I can't even remember what the topic was now, because I listened to all the boos this morning and then promptly forgot what the topic was. But I was so excited by the gorgeous, gorgeous day. In fact, it's warmer outside than it was in my home. But I did notice that today is probably the first time that I haven't had the heating on. So hurrah for that, hurrah for spring. I have a real urge, I may have mentioned this, to plant things at the moment. So that must be a spring sap is rising type of feeling. But yeah, and yes, I have mentioned it. I'm not a gardener, but I do like the flowers and things. And I've got a little patio with some pots. So I saved, someone told me that I could save the sweet pea, the peas, when the flower drops off and there's whatever's left, the seed, I guess, from last year. And I did diligently save all of those seeds and put them in a box in a dark place. But I can't remember where the dark place is. Anyway, apparently I meant to plant those seeds now. And as I say, I'm not a gardener, but the thought of planting those seeds and then seeing them grow into amazing little sweet peas, well, I just really like that idea. Well, traditionally, I kill most of the stuff that I grow, or it doesn't grow, or whatever. But last year, the sweet peas did grow, although they were initial seeds from someone else. They were little tiny shoots and they were really spindly, but they did grow into amazing sweet peas. So anyway, I'm going to give that a go, and I'm